The horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny Rogers here, joined by Jamie Frazier. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Casey Studdard will be back with us in 2 weeks. We will not be on next week because Texas plays.
He's fetching.
He's in a $7 million fishing tournament. Catching them big fish down in Cabo San Lucas. He's definitely not on some little dinghy, by the way.
Casey couldn't fit a little dinghy.
No, Casey's on some yacht cruising down there looking for them big fish. But yeah, Texas next week plays another 11 o'clock game. I mean, what's with all these 11 o'clock games? Purdue?
Well, I'll see you next year.
Purdue? Yeah. I mean, what's...
I don't know. Actually, you know where I've been watching the games, and it's been amazing? To let you in a little bit early, or the Texas Chili Parlor.
Mm.
It is the best place to watch a game because it's not. It gets crowded after the game. It gets crowded before the game. Then everybody goes to the game if it's a home game,
right?
And then if it's a away game, you know, people aren't there, so it's great. They don't have a lot of screens, but they got great migas. They got great. I love salty dogs in the morning.
Nice.
You know?
Oh yeah,
and it's just a fun place to watch a game. They play the fight song when they score.
There you go.
It's like it's fun.
Well, I noticed me and Jamie during the break we were talking breakfast tacos a little bit. And Jamie, where's that breakfast taco you got over there?
My favorite breakfast taco is on Mi Madre's over there on Maynard.
Okay.
And on the east side of Austin. It's close to my house. It's my favorite one. It's my go-to. They are very accommodating.
You're a corn tortilla guy.
I'm a corn tortilla guy. I usually get corn tortilla, egg, crispy bacon, and it can't be chopped.
Okay. That's where we start getting into
and jalapenos.
What?
It tastes different.
If
you're out there listening, would you rather have chopped bacon in your breakfast taco or a large strip of crispy bacon?
I don't think it matters.
It does.
It doesn't matter. The bacon is in the taco. That's the most important part. And when you bite down the texture, it's the same.
Where are you from?
I was born in the Midwest.
Oh, my God.
Made it down to Texas as soon as possible.
You scare me.
But I don't, one, I've got to have a flour tortilla.
Johnny Oates, what do you say? Do you got it?
Yeah, hold up.
What's your vote on that, Johnny Oates?
Well, I'm from the Northwest, so I don't think my taco opinions matter too much.
Hey, everybody's opinion matters this day and age.
Unless you disagree with me.
Everybody's got a voice.
That's exactly it.
I don't think it matters.
I haven't had nearly enough tacos. I do admit it has one big strip of bacon. It does have a crisp factor.
There you go.
More of the good parts of it.
Jesus.
And if you get a chopped up taco, you have more of a likelihood to maybe get less bacon, or you get the bad parts of the bacon, the really charred gristle on the side.
No, you get as much bacon in there if it's chopped
a
strip.
How do you know that?
No, I love that. That's very.
I trust. I trust.
They're making a big bucket of chopped bacon before the shift starts. And then they just take their dumb hand and put it in their taco and dump it in there.
I think you actually get more bacon when it's chopped.
Whatever.
I don't think you can gauge it as much.
That's a gamble.
That's
that
a debate.
I don't know. I'm willing to take. But
I like Johnny's very descriptive. That's good.
I'll tell you my favorite Texas Honey Ham over here in Westlake.
Oh yeah, I'll agree with you.
It's a fan. They've got not only have great breakfast tacos, they get good breakfast sandwiches, great bread.
Okay.
It's a solid place. I'd highly recommend. Maybe on your way out after the High Ground, you can stop off and go get breakfast tacos before and after. I might even stop by there.
Good. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Mi Madre, though. If you're on the east side, hit Mi Madre's Maynard.
Okay.
The great family. Mr. and Mrs. T have owned the place for, I think, 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And they have great... In the evening, they have a great little bar that's a speakeasy on top that nobody knows about. It's called the Techo Bar, T-E-C-H-O.
You're letting out the secrets.
Oh, it's good.
If you Austin insider up, information
yeah, just
right
show
here.
Up. They got the great mezcal margaritas up there.
Okay. Ooh. You're a mezcal guy.
No, but I am there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They've done it. And it's you go there and no one knows where it's at. It's right next to the schoolhouse pub, but it's upstairs behind the restaurant.
Right. Yeah. So now it's going to get packed and you're going to lose your spot.
No, it's not.
Hey, CB even says that I'd rather have a chopped up bacon. That's what I'm, CB, I appreciate that.
CB.
Miss that guy.
Yeah, thanks.
Now he's up in Seattle and, you know, moved up there about a year ago. In fact, I think I just saw on Twitter where he was, it's been a year since he moved back home, so to speak. He had been in Austin for what, like 20, 25 years. You know, and by the way, if you ever want to, on Twitter, if you ever want to keep up with Texas and Texas
keep
sports.
Keep up with everything.
Everything. I mean, he's giving you like this day. I think I saw this morning, today is the like, in 2001, I think the iPod came out. and he gives you those good reminders. So CB, Chris Bennett, great follow on Twitter. Appreciate him listening. I mean, it's early in Seattle right now.
The iPod. Yeah. You know what's funny is I had the jukebox, which was the Dell's version of the iPod.
Oh,
it was horrible. Hilarious.
Did
it
you also have like Blu-ray discs as well?
No. But hey, let's talk about Seattle for a second. Just Russell Wilson.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. You see his finger?
Yeah. Pretty nasty. Ooh. Pretty nasty.
Man, but he's a tough guy.
I don't think he had missed a game.
Game, no.
Which is incredible when you're the quarterback and you're getting sacked 2 to 3 times a game. Thank God Russ is quick.
Yeah.
And elusive. But yeah, that finger was nasty.
Oh. You're like, okay, we're just gonna stick this wire in it.
Who's his back? Geno Smith? Is that
Geno
who came
Smith.
In?
That's it. I've heard Geno. I didn't even know who the backup was until I'm like, oh, it's Geno Smith. I know him.
Yeah. Geno, I couldn't believe he was still in the league.
No, either. I think Geno knew he was in the league. Geno,
but like that, out, him and that running back for Cleveland were probably hanging out.
Did you see him the first snap of the game? He ran out with a clipboard and baseball cap.
Stop
it. I think, no, Geno, you got to go put a helmet on.
Damn. Well, damn interesting. No. But yeah, Texas has the weekend off. I think it's a great, great weekend for that to happen.
A rebuilding week.
A rebuilding week. Let's get everybody healthy. You know, they take on Baylor.
Up at Baylor.
Yeah,
have you been up that stadium? That's a great stadium.
McLean Stadium?
Yeah, it actually, it's not a big stadium. It's not the size of University of Texas, but it's relatively new.
With their fake brick?
Yeah, but it's relatively new. It's right there off the water. I mean, it's actually a decent stadium.
Did Chip and Joanna design?
I think they did. Yeah.
That stadium for them in the silos?
You'll like that because there's floral patterns all throughout.
Yeah.
No.
I think they refer to it as a charming bungalow.
That's fine.
I've been to the stadium one time when the Frogs, when TCU played at Baylor.
Did you go to TCU?
I did.
Did you go to Westlake?
I did.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I did. And I'm a Chargers and a Cardinals fan too, Jamie Frazier. But yeah, no, I try not to provide any economic value to the city of Waco. I won't even stop. Like if I'm driving through, I won't even stop in Waco because I don't want to contribute
to Chip and Joanna.
To Chip and Joanna and all things Waco. I will stop. If I'm stopping anywhere between Austin and Fort Worth, I'm stopping at exit 353 in West Texas at the Little Czech Bakery, load up on little chubbies and kolaches. And continue my trip up to Funky Town, USA.
I'll tell you what, I have friends throughout the United States, and they're, some of them are addicts to the Chip and Joanna experience.
Oh, it's,
okay. And so they're calling me up, and they're like, they think Waco's right next door to Austin.
Correct.
Okay. And you're like, well, you know, it's a good hour and a half up to Waco.
Yeah.
Okay. And they go, yeah, but you can buy houses so cheap up there. They bought, and then redoing, I'm like, okay. You might want to take a bigger view of that one house that they redid.
Yeah, they don't show the houses on each side because it's you know, you got this charming house right there that Chip and Joanna have touched, and literally there's a trailer to the left and a house built in the 40s to the right.
And they're like, no, we're thinking about going up there and picking up like 40 acres. I'm like, okay, bring a pocketbook for that 40 acres.
The Colonel, Craig Flowers, says that the best concessions in the Big 12 are in Baylor.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Waco have like a special food that nobody else has, or what are they doing Colonel?
I don't know. I think it's like, I mean, I think they have cold beer, you know?
I don't think so. And Waco? School? No way.
Yeah, no.
They just allowed dancing last year.
Dancing? They have, don't they have Dr. Pepper? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was not. I mean, TCU and Baylor had a pretty serious rivalry there for a couple of years when Art Briles was the head coach.
He's out playing golf in Escondido.
Escondido, yeah. Yeah.
See, he's got long hair and a beard.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, his son, Kendall, has really been making a name for himself as an offense coordinator down in Arkansas.
Okay.
You know, so that legacy will continue.
That kind of, that whole Arkansas team kind of like, hey, they're going, hey, they got beat up by Georgia.
Wah, wah. Yeah.
Yeah, beat up by Georgia.
I did get a chance, you know, I went to that Arkansas-Texas game. Okay. And it was.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, there. It was. I'll give them this. Pretty incredible atmosphere.
Good tailgating. I mean, did you have time to go tailgate and all
got
that?
Got a chance to walk around a little bit. You know, we went to the Texas tailgate beforehand. Had some excellent. Have you had an Epic Western yet? It's a ranch water, a canned ranch water, made with 100% blue agave tequila. It's pretty solid. And
I
now
love
they're
ranch
serving,
water.
And now they're serving them at DKR.
Oh wow!
So if you know, if you want to
bring $20.
Not saying it's cheap, but it's really good. But so yeah, went to a pregame tailgate up in Arkansas, and the thing that really got me that I wasn't really prepared for. Now, anytime you're with Texas and you're going around the country, you might see the horns down from a fan or two, or from maybe the student section, or something like that. At Arkansas, everywhere you looked was horns down. I mean, we're talking on the Jumbotron, it had two horns down, like the guy that comes on during...
Baker Mayfield still does horns down.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, you're just like, you're a pro athlete. Come on.
Stop.
Let's move on.
Yeah, Texas getting some real estate in that money. but no, it's but if you're a fan of college football, Arkansas was a great experience. I'm glad I went.
Is this a big college town?
Yeah, it's a big college town. And I'll tell you, the Arkansas, Fayetteville in that area, their real estate is just booming.
Is it really?
It's still affordable. Yeah. So you can go there, and I think there's a pretty – I mean, it's one of the faster-growing regions in the country.
Have you been in Nashville?
I have.
Yeah.
Nashville is Austin 10 years ago.
Right, exactly.
With three professional sports teams.
That's true.
And we got
Actually, we have two. University of Texas and, if you want to call it
the
that.
The Verde.
Whatever.
The Austin FC. Whatever. Going to the Verde Gala on Thursday night.
I just couldn't get a ticket, but I would have gone.
Yeah.
No.
I might know a few people over there. I'll get you in.
No,
you sure?
Just kidding. Yeah. No. Thank you.
Yeah. Gonna go.
You're wearing
support.
Green?
Yeah. I got a tux.
A green
tux? It's a gala. Gala?
Gala.
A gala?
Gala.
Yeah. So I'll dust Gala off the tux for the first time in about 3 years.
Is it
a green tux? Maybe get a green. No, it's not a green tux. But I think I might go.
Is Matthew going to be there?
Minister of Culture.
He had a whole outfit.
I don't know. I might see if I can borrow his leprechaun suit that
he
wore.
Grab his little bongo drum.
The Riddler.
And go. Yeah,
looked
the
like the Riddler out there, slick back hair, banging his bongos.
Hey, have you been listening to Coach Beard? He's been on a lot of, he's talking
he's
up.
A hype guy.
He is a hype guy. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, the ticket prices have gone up. I think it's preseason number 5 right now we're ranked.
Correct.
The ticket prices have gone up. They're selling out. Everyone's excited about the new stadium.
Yeah.
The Moody Stadium.
Yeah.
And that's coming up just next year.
Yeah. In fact, do you see where they're kicking off the Moody Stadium? With their first musician, or first act.
Who's
announced, I think tickets go on, they may have gone on sale yesterday.
Okay.
But King George.
King George?
King George.
And that's who's kicking it off.
That's who's, it's him and Willie Nelson, and I think maybe like Randy Rogers as well. Not to be confused with Triple R.
I want to go.
The greatest recruiter in the history of Texas football.
Yes, I want to go. That's amazing.
Yeah, that would be a great,
good,
be a great show
tickets.
To see.
Also,
in the time that we have not been on in the last 4 or 5 weeks, ACL happened here in town.
Can't even remember it.
And George, you know, headlined that
F1's
on Friday
happening
night.
Right now.
F1's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we had a home game last week. here in Austin. But it's been a packed October here in the city of Austin.
And it's been a hot October.
It has. It has.
It's been a great summer, hot October.
But ACL had a great time. C3, the Charlies put on a heck of a party. And I went to see George on Friday night. And me, I'll tell you this, I mean, you may look different than me. You may look a little down on me for this. But went and saw George for about an hour and a half. I think he played for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But we happened to look across Zilker Park.
Mm-hmm.
And down on the other side, went down and saw Miley Cyrus.
Scary.
For a little bit. Let me tell you something.
Wrecking ball. I know.
Miley Cyrus was one of the best performers I've ever seen. She bring her energy, like she had that crowd rocking. She had this like Tina Turner vibe going on.
Johnny,
don't give me those eyes, Jamie Frazier.
Johnny.
I'm telling you right now, Miley Cyrus, you ask anybody that
know
went
who
to
else
ACL.
Loves Miley Cyrus?
Billy Ray Cyrus?
That's a family thing.
Okay.
The Colonel.
He should.
Yeah, he celebrates her entire collection.
Her entire catalog? I'll tell you, she did this incredible mashup of Wrecking Ball.
Wrecking
Ball. And Nothing Compares to You, sang famously by Sinead O'Connor, written, you know who wrote that song?
Don't care. Don't,
Prince.
That's great.
Prince wrote
I
that
love
song.
Prince. But
love Prince.
Yeah.
But yeah, Miley, Party in the USA, Wrecking Ball. Like, I didn't think I knew that many of her songs, but then you hear them, and you're like, oh, yeah. I kind of remember that
shirt
song.
Came off. She started throwing stuff. Yeah, that's good. I glad I didn't show up.
But I will say, Miley Cyrus, super talented, great performer, a lot more hits than her dad. I think what Achy Breaky was about the only thing her dad did.
He's done.
He does have a sweet Kentucky waterfall though. When he sang that,
it's not a mullet now. It's a waterfall.
Kentucky waterfall.
That's right.
Indeed. But yeah, no, thoroughly enjoyed ACL. Rufus Del Sol rocked it on Saturday night. Do you even know who Rufus Del Sol is?
I do not.
Kind of a techno-ish band. They're really good. Good music to just chill out to, you know, good times, good vibes. A lot of good vibes going on for Rufus.
Johnny, did you make it to ACL at all? Johnny Oates, did you?
Oh, no, not this year, no.
Okay.
It was pretty good. I didn't go on Sunday. You know, just got a good handful on that Friday night.
I did hear they had, it was funny, APD picked up two guys that were, for 2 days, I think it was the first weekend, they stole over 100 cell phones in the first day.
Really?
Yeah, but they were able to catch them coming in. They saw them. They caught them the next day because they wore the exact same clothes coming in. But they were pickpocketing all over the place back down there. Over 100 cell phones.
If only we had enough police force here in Austin, Texas.
What, it's what we need.
That maybe, you know, we could have some law and order. But
yeah.
Oh, I know how we could do that. How we could pass Prop A.
Oh, Prop A. I didn't know about that.
Prop A.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Mac McCoyak was, I went to one of his get-togethers. A couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
Interesting cat. He's very well-spoken and has a great plan to have the best trained police force in the United States here, most diverse, most trained. So, yeah.
Well, we'll get off politics, and we got to get back into the sports world. We keep teasing. We're going to talk about the Cowboys here in a bit. We'll do that on the next break. You are listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny Rogers, Jamie Frazier, here live in the studio on a beautiful morning. A little overcast. That'll probably burn off your
day. It's not a great day for Alec Baldwin. But,
no, that's tragedy. There's going to be some lawsuits going down about
you think?
That. But it is a great day.
It's a great day for the Cowboys.
And
how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
How about the Cowboys?
And a great day for Formula One.
Formula One.
Happening over in East Austin at the Circuit of the Americas.
Jerry Jones ain't there.
Jerry Jones is not there.
No.
But Jerry Jones has got to be feeling pretty good right now.
5-1.
Things are going well for the Cowboys.
Oh, there's go Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
You know, I don't know if I necessarily felt like Dak is one of the top five. I don't know if I thought he was maybe a top 10 guy in the NFL.
Oh,
but this year, absolutely, no question about it. He is playing at an extremely high level.
Who are your top five quarterbacks?
I mean, you got to throw Brady in just because he's Tom Brady.
Right. No, I mean, he's got the numbers to support. I mean, this season, he's got the numbers to support it. He's number one in the passing game.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'm looking at his numbers. I think he's a great quarterback, but his numbers don't support
this
that.
Year.
This year,
but
that's
he's
what I'm
consistently.
Talking about this year.
You're not talking about historically.
No. I want to talk about
this year.
Okay.
Well, then Kyler Murray.
You're correct.
Kyler Murray's having a great year. Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Mahomes isn't having a great spectacular year, but I still think you got to throw him in there as a top five. And I'd say Lamar Jackson.
No. How about Josh?
Josh
Allen.
Oh, out in Buffalo?
Yeah. I mean, that's
pretty good. There's a handful, seven quarterbacks. I think Lamar Jackson has played the best this year. He is, without a doubt, the most valuable player to his team. I mean, the Ravens have nobody in the backfield. I think didn't they sign Le'Veon Bell?
He's got no. Lamar has a backpack.
Yeah,
and he carries everything.
He carries the Ravens. Ravens in it.
No, they have Bell. They have Freeman. And they have, who is that? Murray.
Yeah.
Those are the three.
Latavius Murray.
Yeah. And you're talking, those are the three. These guys are all basically about ready to hang up the cleats.
Correct.
And they're like, hey, you guys want a
but
job?
But to me, you know, Lamar Jackson is, you know, people want to say he's, you know, a great runner. Yeah, he is a great runner. But he can toss the rock. I mean, he can throw those sidearm passes.
Did you watch him in college?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, he was a great player.
Who was his coach?
Charlie Strong.
That's right, baby. That's it.
Didn't work out too well for Charlie here in Austin.
I think it worked out great. Then what kind of money he got?
Where's he? Now he's in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, he's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think he's the defense coordinator for
Urban.
Yeah,
he went to NFL. Went to, USF after us?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then he went to NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad career.
No.
No?
No, but you know, getting back to the Cowboys.
I love the Cowboys.
You know, Zeke's having a pretty good year. CeeDee Lamb has really
well. They've been spreading it out too. It hasn't been. I mean, they have the room to spread it out.
Correct.
They're the most impressive part. I love Diggs. I think Diggs has turned this thing. He's had some bad, but he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know. But
the only person cooler than him is his son. Did you see it in Hard Knocks?
No.
Oh, they had his son on there and just the absolute cutest kid you've ever seen in your life.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. And it was awesome. He kept talking about Dak and all that. You know, he was like, you know, Dak, you know, his favorite player and all that. And then finally, Diggs brings in Dak to meet the son at like an ice cream shop.
And he was like, oh.
And he looks up at me and goes, you know who I am? He goes, Patrick Mahomes? And I just died. He was like, no, I'm Dak. Dak Prescott. He's like, oh, okay. And then they went outside and threw the ball around a little bit, and it was really cool.
No, I mean, let's talk about it. I think their defense is the most improved of anything.
Yeah.
And that's bringing them
into
relevance.
Yeah, Dan Quinn, great hire for the Cowboys. You know, maybe didn't do as well as a head coach down in Atlanta.
Yeah,
but he's where he needs to be as a defensive coordinator.
If you look at shakeups on coaching staff, especially in the NFL, they find their place on some guys that were head football coaches actually are better D coordinators.
Correct.
Are their best? I mean, they move around and they find their spot, and they're part of the good team.
Well, because when as a defense coordinator, as opposed to being a head coach, all you have to do, your only job is to concentrate and focus on the defense.
Yeah.
And when you become a head coach, you got to worry about player personnel. You got to worry about offense, special teams. I mean, your time is really taken in a lot of different directions.
Let me ask you, do we have the right head football coach?
For the Cowboys?
Yes.
McCarthy?
Yes. Yes or no? I mean, that's a topic.
I mean, I would say yes, and here's why.
Go ahead.
Because Kellen Moore is an incredible offense coordinator.
Okay.
And I feel like...
You don't think he could have been the head coach?
I think he could have been.
But you don't think...
But I feel like, in the same sense that I feel like Dan Quinn is exactly where he needs to be as a defense coordinator, Kellen Moore is exactly where he needs to be as an offense coordinator.
A year ago this time, would you be saying the same thing?
I don't remember. I don't know. What's happened.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I will say that McCarthy's clock management is less than to be desired for. I don't know what he's doing half the time. There was a couple weeks ago where even the referee was like, "Coach, are you gonna call timeout here?"
I'd get an assistant coach to run around with next to him with the ability to call timeout and to throw the red flag. That's it.
That's usually with the Cards. That's usually where you see my brother. Like, he is up in Cliff's grill, like at the end of the first half,
pulling the flag out of his back pocket,
just throw it. Just, you know. But to me, it's like, you know, they're talking on the headsets.
I know.
So is somebody not being like, McCarthy, what are you doing? Throw the flag, like call a timeout.
Yeah,
you know. Just to me, like, but again, I feel like the coordinator positions at the Cowboys right now are stacked in that sense. They've got one of the best offensive coordinators. They got one of the best defense coordinators. And I think it was really smart of Jerry not to promote Kellen to being that head coach. Now, they may lose him this year if they don't put him to the head coach. But to me, you know, I watched
a little bit of the movements of the head coaches in the NFL, and I'm like, Eric the Enemy, I think, lost his opportunity. I think he should have been
sleeping with the Enemy.
Yes, sleeping with the Enemy. I think he should have been pushing to get a head coaching job. He's a great coach.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he was.
Feel like the train's run out of steam a little bit on
I
that.
I think so.
Well, because I think a lot of that's just because Kansas City isn't having as good of a year as they have in the past. Mahomes has thrown second most interceptions in the league. Next to Zach Wilson, I feel like if you're the Jets quarterback, you have to lead the league in interception.
Get to lead it in something.
Yeah. I mean, look at Darnold. I mean, Darnold's out there in Carolina now doing great things. Now, also paired with Joe Brady, the former LSU offense coordinator, who was really the architect of that year with Burrow and Chase and all those guys. I mean, then when he left, you saw what happened to LSU the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Jacksonville got a win in England.
They did.
They beat up on Miami.
Won in North America this year. the last 2 years, but they can win overseas,
which is great. Yeah, you're in England. That's great. Have a nice time. Actually, that was a fun game to watch with Tua coming back, and I like the combination of Tua and Waddle.
Do you think Tua's the guy though?
I don't know, but I do like the combination. I don't know if Tua's the guy. Maybe he's a porcelain that can break easily. I'm not sure.
Do you think the big trade happens
with Deshaun Watson?
Do you think Deshaun Watson ends up in Miami?
I think, why not? I mean, okay, I'm good with that too.
But can he? I mean, like,
I don't know what it's.
You've got 20 lawsuits going up against you.
What's the NFL going to say? You're going right back to Pete. What is he going to say?
Right.
If he's going to drop the bomb on him, is he going to let him go ahead and do this and then drop the bomb? That ain't right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I like Waddle and Tua.
Yeah,
like
Jalen Waddle's great. Picked him up at the fantasy league. It's kind of a late draft pick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's starting to kind of come of age.
Two touchdowns last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he was sitting on my bench, unfortunately.
No, but I'll tell you what. I'm having fun this year because it's not the, hey, Kansas City's in first place, you know, undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at you know, Arizona, which they weren't in first place last year. They're undefeated, running around. It's kind of a mix-up. Pittsburgh is who exactly I thought Pittsburgh was going to be this year.
They are who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they are. You know, Big Ben. Love Big Ben.
Yep.
You know, he's going to be wearing a gold jacket.
Time to hang it up, though.
Time to hang it up. He's not a big, deep ball thrower, and he's not moving in that pocket whatsoever.
Correct.
You know, he's not helping his offensive line.
Well, and speaking with the Cardinals, they got the Texans this weekend. 18-point favorites.
Are they in Arizona?
It's in Arizona. Yeah. If it was in Houston, I'd be cheeking it to get there. But yeah, 18-point favorites against the Texans. Texans don't really have a lot of mojo going on right now. And interesting enough, this is this will be the first game that J.J. Watt plays against his former team.
He does. He made wise selection to get out of there.
I mean, you look at the additions to Arizona this year. And I think it plays very much into where they're at right now. You bring in, you know, they got some young guys on that team, but you bring in a J.J. Watt, you bring in an A.J. Green.
Has J.J. been out at all injured this year so far?
I think he was in the beginning of the year a little bit.
It's like, yeah.
But,
I mean,
but you got to understand, they can't, you know, they've got him on one side, they got Chandler Jones on the other.
Oh, his stats are really good this
correct.
Year.
Yeah. Correct. But there's that team right now, I mean, they're so stacked. I mean, Chandler coming off, he didn't play last week because he tested positive for COVID. He was one of like the 5 to 8 personnel in the Arizona Cardinals organization that did test positive. But Kyler Murray is playing at an incredible level. And he's got so many weapons. He's got Hopkins. He's got Christian Kirk. Rondale Moore, who I think leads all rookies in receiving yards. The kid out of Purdue. James Conner at running back. I mean, it's a...
Oh, no, it's a stacked. I think there's a lot of teams out there that I think will on the playoff push that are going to do well. And I don't think the Cardinals are going to go undefeated this year.
Well, in the NFC, you have 6 teams that are 5-1 or better. Or excuse me, 5 teams that are 5-1 or better, including the Arizona Cardinals who are undefeated. Well, so I feel like, you know, probably...
I think the NFC West is the best in the NFC.
Well, that's just because you're a 49ers homer.
Well, no, I mean...
Yes, you are. Don't say you're not.
I am.
But yes, they got Arizona and LA, the Rams. Green Bay's 5-1, playing well. Minnesota has played well. They lost, obviously, to the Cardinals on a last-second missed field goal.
Biggest crybaby quarterback there is Kirk Cousins.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Just like...
Cowboys are in well ahead in the NFC East. Don't think the Eagles or the Washington football team really going to do much there. And then in the NFC South, Tampa Bay, obviously... Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they're legit.
They're loaded. Defense is playing like, well.
I mean, Antonio Brown has a resurgence. It was the last year that Brady said, hey, come here. I mean, you live with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake you up in the morning. I'm going to tuck you in at night. We're going to get you right.
Little brother.
Yeah, that's what he did. He's like, okay.
And this year he's playing, again, at a very high level. Also in the NFC South, the Saints are kind of starting to find their rhythm.
I just can't see that.
Alvin Kamara.
I mean, it's such a Kamara, but it's such a void with Drew gone.
Correct.
It really is. Yeah. And like Taysom is not the starting quarterback. He's the jack of all trades, and he's all over the place. And he was just hurt.
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he was a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they've found their footing quite yet.
And you got the Carolina Panthers also in the NFC.
And they've
South.
Been without. MCM forever.
Yeah.
I mean.
But Sam Darnold's really, you know, reinvented his career down there. I think anybody who took as many hits as he did with the Jets over the past couple years, you know, basically the Jets said, we don't want you. I mean, you got to feel pretty low when the Jets are like, no, we're good.
You're in concussion protocol every week. We're going to let you go.
Correct. But you know, Matt Rhule really got Carolina playing a good brand of defense. Joe Brady's got the offense going.
He brings a concussion. He goes camping and he brings a concussion protocol tent with him.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate on a beautiful Saturday, Austin, Texas morning. Johnny Rogers, Jamie Frazier in the house. Jamie, what's up, man? What are you doing with the rest of your day?
I got to do the high ground after this.
No, that's right. You got another show to do. Appreciate you.
I get a taco.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sub it in for Mr. Stutter.
I got to go to the gym on the way home because I didn't get to go this morning.
Missed leg day?
Missed leg day. Which one?
Working on your traps?
Just my traps.
That's it.
That's all that.
Traps and biceps.
That's all I'm doing. That's all you got to do.
Barely contain himself in that shirt. That's why he wears so many tank tops.
I have a jacket on.
I know, but I can see that tank top. Cut off sleeves.
Well, that's what a tank top is.
Correct. I forgot about that. I'm not a tank top guy.
It's fine.
Never been a tank
top. It's all right. It's good.
Maybe back in the day, like wearing like a Big Johnson tank top. Remember the Big Johnson shirts?
I do.
Okay. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you're like in the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Johnny Boy?
Oh, yeah. They're like in the same realm of like those Big Dog t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Same genre of shirt.
Correct.
Thread drift.
Very perverted in a way.
Thread drift.
A lot of innuendo.
Feeling uncomfortable.
I got a bunch of that. Go down to South Padre, get a Big Johnson shirt, maybe a hookah necklace.
Hookah.
Massimo shirt. Or
hookah.
Yeah.
Hookah necklace? You mean hookah shell necklace?
Hookah shell. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Hookah.
Yeah. Hookah. Hookah.
Hookah shell is what you smoke.
Oh, sorry. Mine was somewhere else there.
Hookah bars. We used to go to hookah bars in Egypt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's a hookah bar here, Swing Lounge, down on, I think it's 7th Street down there.
I've been to it.
Good friend. Aunt.
Oh, hookah is all over the place.
Yeah. I did read where somewhere like an hour of hookah is the equivalent of like smoking 100 cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. The nicotine levels on hookah is incredibly high.
I don't really understand that. I've never been a smoker, so that doesn't really appeal to me.
What's
but
funny is I got today... or yesterday got in the mail, and I guess they're sending out to all like military, foreign military. It's like, hey, marijuana is legalized in for PTSD in Texas since September 1st. And I was like, I didn't know this. And they like give you a card. All you have to do is go to the VA, talk to them, get a prescription, and you can actually buy medical marijuana for PTSD in which I think it's great for our veterans, especially that have the post-traumatic stress syndrome.
And that's a real deal.
Yeah, it's a real deal. And I think it's, you know, it gets you away from opiates and it keeps you...
On Hulu, there's a really good show that I've been watching called Dope Sick. Michael Keaton stars in it. And it really tells the story of Purdue Pharma and them pushing the opioid OxyContin.
Man, I'll tell you what, I just listened to Joe Rogan's, I think it was the podcast 1917 with
Is that Sanjay Michael. Gupta?
No, it was one right after Gupta. Gupta was a good one, too.
Yeah.
But this one was Michael, what was his last name? I can't remember.
Is this the guy, the Harvard professor?
No, he wrote the book San Francisco, and he dove, he was a very liberal guy, and he dove into the homeless problem in San Francisco and how, you know, from the
how
roots, how it got there, what they're doing, what they're not doing. And he says they're doing it wrong. But it was very interesting. But his big deal was, he's like, hey, listen, all this fentanyl coming over the border because the border is still wide open and everyone's, you know, bringing immigrants in and they're not catching that thing. So the fentanyl is getting into the system like crazy. Yeah. And the Narcan is not. Reviving these people when they get on fentanyl. It makes drugs really cheap, but it's a death sentence for people using that stuff.
Fentanyl is a bad deal.
It's horrible.
But yeah, so that the Dope Sick, it goes into, you know, basically the lies that were done by Purdue Pharma saying how less than 1% of the people that take this get addicted to opioids.
And they're criminals.
Quoting like this medical study. And the medical study was literally a 5-sentence, one-time deal.
From Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, from some doctor. But it goes into how you can get, you know, an ache or a pain, and all these doctors were pushing OxyContin.
Because they're getting kickbacks.
Yeah, and you know, it just decimated West Virginia and the coal mining areas, got down into Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's
horrible.
Bad stuff.
No.
Bad stuff, but.
Well, what's your call on Baylor, University of Texas, for next week before we get into it? Because we're not going to be here next weekend.
Yeah, yeah, no. we'll be off. They'll start the pregame at 7 a.m., so no big ugly tailgate.
We don't know when we'll see you again, so we're trying to get out right now.
No high ground.
Right.
You know, I feel like having this week off really gives the University of Texas, Sarkisian and his staff, an opportunity to regroup, to address what needs to be addressed. I feel like the coaching staff that we have in there right now, this is a great coaching staff. They've won national championships. Okay. They know how to put their players in the right position. So to me, I don't necessarily feel like they've got the players in there that they want. Not necessarily that these players are bad, but they don't fit their system.
Do you think because they're leftovers from
Herman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – again, you look at the rankings and the recruiting classes, and I feel like it's, you know, if a kid gets an offer from the University of Texas, he jumps a star. So I feel like some of these players aren't as good as promise, so to speak. But I also feel like, you know, when some of these high four-star players get to Austin, they almost feel like they've made it.
Well,
they don't feel like they've got to work that hard.
That's an interesting because, we have quarterback controversy right now a little bit. You have one of the Mannings actually looking at University of Texas possibly coming here.
Who was in town for that
Oklahoma State game, which was a big recruiting day on that. But
let me ask you this. How do you feel like when you get up on Oklahoma State and really got the game handled through the first three quarters, and I want to say that in the fourth quarter against Oklahoma State, Texas had one net yard on offense.
Yeah, it was like 170 to 1 yard.
Yeah. Yeah. So as a recruit, how do you look at that? Are you like, I don't know if this is where I want to be?
There's room for me.
Or is it, you know what, if I were here and I feel like Sark's probably telling these kids, listen, if you were back there, we would have won that game handedly. We need you here at the University of Texas.
Oh, they're going to say that. Yeah. I mean, that's just how they're going to do. Hello, Willie Brown.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Where have you been, sir?
Everywhere. Hey, man, do you think maybe Herman had something going by sitting his best players in the second and third quarter so they don't peter out by the fourth? I mean,
we know it's not Bijan because Bijan eats as a lot. Yeah, not in the fourth.
I don't think so. But I was just kind of bringing that up. It is kind of, yeah. I was wondering. I kind of had this thought. It's like, what if they were kind of tiring out because you know they were actually getting the ball to their four main guys the whole time,
right?
You know, and you don't really see. I don't think I've seen Bijan really. He might have two series where he hasn't played in the last three or four games. Not many.
Well, and yeah, I mean, I don't, to me, I think then comes down to the strength conditioning coaches. You know, I mean, I know that this staff's the strength.
We're blaming the season on the strength and conditioning.
No, not necessarily. But I feel like
he's fired.
The emphasis right now at the University of Texas has been flexibility, trying to avoid injuries. But we really need to get back into shape.
Yeah.
You know, we need to wear these guys down. You know, offensive line kind of putters in the fourth quarter.
How does that man do it right there?
Nick Saban takes no excuses.
More squats, less yoga.
Yeah. There you go. Instead of all gas, no brakes.
More squats, less yoga.
Yeah. Although yoga is very good.
Hey, Brady's been pretty, you know, nobody's accusing Brady of ripping a six-pack.
Yeah, but we don't have a Tom Brady of the 40 acres.
Oh, yeah, very true.
You know, Tom is a special, I mean, he's going to play until he's 50. He's still playing at an elite level now.
Well, he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Does Card hit the portal system?
I don't know. If I was Card, I'd hang around.
Yeah, I mean, he's a local kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of reasons for him to stick around. But you know, you've got Malik Murphy coming in next year.
Does Rattler come to the 40 acre?
Ooh, Spencer Rattler, transfer portal to the University of Texas?
I've heard LSU on that front.
I can see LSU.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Well, and I think it depends on who LSU hires as the next head coach.
I can also see Abilene Christian University.
You know, Spencer Rattler is a good quarterback. No,
I think he ends up. I don't know. I can't remember if the quarterback at SMU what year he is, Mordecai. But if he's a senior, that SMU becomes a place to go because you know Sonny Dykes is going to throw the ball.
But
around.
SMU got one of those stud recruits.
Did they?
Yeah, they kept one of those 5-star guys. I think he's a freshman this year. I can't remember his name. I'm pretty sure they got like a 4 or 5-star that they actually recruited.
Who is the top ranked college football team here in the great state? College.
It's A&M, right?
Aggies.
Yeah.
Aggies, then, followed by, I think, Baylor. And don't forget about the Roadrunners.
Roadrunners.
Down at UTSA.
Are they in the top 25 now?
24.
Good for them.
There you go.
Yeah. Goodness. Yeah, they're playing a good brand of ball. And so is SMU.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas is, what, probably the fifth best team in the state right now?
Yeah. Then that makes TCU sixth.
Yeah, the Frogs are probably sixth.
Well, I guess SMU did beat TCU.
Where's North Texas about that? I don't know.
Who knows? The Mean Green have not been relevant since they were the Texas State Armadillos. Yeah. And Kathy Ireland was kicking for them.
Oh, yeah, that was. She was a great kicker.
Yeah, great kicker in Necessary Roughness. That was good stuff right there. But speaking of Spencer Rattler, Caleb Williams. Quarterback at OU right now.
Yeah.
One.
True freshman, didn't play his senior year.
No.
Yeah.
No, but to me, you know, if you're, I mean, kudos to Lincoln Riley.
Where does Lincoln Riley get these guys?
Kudos to Lincoln Riley, because to sit Spencer Rattler was a huge deal. And there's not a lot of head coaches out there.
2 years in a row.
I know.
If you want to bring in a backup, bring him in against Texas. That'll spark your game.
God bless. That kid was on fire. And then,
fourth and one.
Played my Horned Frogs last week.
Oh, yeah.
And threw for about 800 yards on Gary Patterson.
Well, Kirk Herbstreit, you know, I mean, Kurt Herbstreit loves that guy. Yeah. He's like, must watch.
What's not to like right about
him? He hates Texas.
Yeah, he does. No, Caleb Williams, whatever his name is, he looks awesome. He looks great. But, you know, like, we'll see when you can actually game plan for the guy. I mean, a lot of against Texas was, you know, it was off schedule.
Correct.
A lot of it was off schedule. We'll see what happens, you know, when a good team puts a whole game plan against him and actually sees film on Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
We'll see. Like, right now, Oklahoma's talking about national championship, I've noticed. I'm sorry, man. You still have an 18-year-old back there.
Yep.
There's, you know, and you play in the Big 12. Come on.
Yeah. We'll see what he does when he gets into the SEC, if he sticks around that long.
Do you think we'll go next year?
No. I think it'll be 2 years from now.
2 years from now.
You know, Texas enters the SEC with Arch Manning as their starting quarterback. I can see it.
Where do you put the probabilities on that happening? I think it's around 50% right now.
Probably. I mean, Ole Miss will get into that again. I know that they were kind of an early favorite.
Well, they'll leave Georgia. Ole Miss till the end just as a sympathy, you know, because that's the family alma mater.
Yeah, but man, Lane Kiffin, I mean, they've got a good squad right now.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, when he's avoiding getting hit by golf balls.
Would you see that water bottle he caught on the way out of Tennessee?
Lane's really reinvented his coaching career down there. We just got the
pull
done.
Plug.
Got the
pull
official the pull word. Us. But appreciate everybody listening in this morning.
Stay tuned for the high ground.
Stay tuned for the high ground with these two fine gentlemen. Is Colonel going to be calling in?
He's calling in.
There you go.
Right.
Well, enjoy your Saturday. It's been fun visiting with you. We'll see you probably another 2 months from now.
I know. Texas, I'll see you in 22.
Yeah, if Texas can avoid the 11 o'clock games. But you've been listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate and the Horn. Adios.
Boop.